And now for some artery cultural coverage that flies by the seat of its pants. Bus drivers work on routes that are well mapped out, kind of like artists. Most of them work with a design in mind. Architects have their blueprints, actors have their screenplays, a plan for how their project will proceed. But for improv comics, art is making people laugh without a script or even a clue of how to do it before hitting the stage. You might remember the TV program Whose Line Is It Anyway, where four comics get on stage with no script or plan whatsoever, take suggestions for skits from the audience, and see what happens.
The situation we'd like to improvise in is taking an animal to a vet. So if you just start off with no particular style, and then we'll cut him.
I ran him over with a car. And I think he's sick. It used to be a dog, but it would be fine as a turtle now, owing to the fact it got run over.
Well, performer Ron West from the original British version of the show will be in town this weekend to teach an improv workshop as part of the San Francisco Improv Festival, which is running through this Sunday at San Francisco's Eureka Theater. The executive producer of the festival is Jamie Wright of the local improv group Crisis Hopkins. He swung by our studios and I asked him, what's the difference between sketch and improv?
Well, sketch, you know, it's, of course, it's written and it's been worked over quite a bit by funny people, ideally. And improvisation is something which just comes off the top of the dome, like having people on stage, you know, and it can be dramatic as well. It can be, you know, comedic. It's a wide range of anything that you kind of make up given a sort of a basic inspiration, whether it's a title or a relationship or place, anything like that. And sketch comedy oftentimes comes out of improvisation, or
it seems they're related.
It's true. You know, most I would say most companies that end up start as an improvisation company oftentimes end up doing sketch, and that is because improv is a great sort of training tool, and it sharpens your ability to understand what is funny and what timing is. And what elements go together to, you know, create the tension, which is humor. But definitely you see people who are writing sketch right now, like Tina Fey, a lot of the people on SNL, I worked with at Boom Chicago back in the day. And that is like all these people are improvisers, you know, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Will Ferrell, Seth Meyers, Jason Sudeikis. You know, I can go on for ages, like talking about like Steve Carell, you know.
You mentioned earlier, Whose Line Is It Anyway? And that might be kind of the way TV viewers were introduced to improvisation, where four players, you kind of did improv in front of an audience and they'd involve the audience as well. And I was wondering if you felt improv can be as effective on mass media like television or radio as the intimacy of a theater.
Well, I would say there's something about the nature of improvisation that makes a translation a little bit difficult. The heart of improvisation is about being in the moment. And you know, I know it sounds very kind of theater nerdy sort of business, but you end up sharing a happening with a group of people. Like people in the audience are part of the show. People on stage are part of the show. The people on stage are getting inspiration and feedback from the people in the audience, and that directs in a way what organically just happens, you know. And it's you know, it's what you bring to the, it's what everyone brings to the party. Like the people walking in the door, like throw out crazy suggestions, or they're like really like they got a little bit of a heat on, they're really ready to laugh, so the energy is really high and that feeds the actors. Or it's a little more quiet and things go a little more slow, or maybe a little more thoughtfully, you know. It's a back and forth, and it's hard to capture that, I think, on video as a to hold as a, you know, or to package as a product or something like that. It's a lot, I think, a little more easy on radio because I think people open up their imaginations a bit more on radio. Like, I it's a very unique medium.
Radio is better than TV. You know that, right?
It is a totally different experience, and it's a delightful experience.
Is it an easily acquired skill, or is it a talent you're born with? It would seem to me, just the person watching, that, you know, I can't do that.
There's a great There's a great teacher who is no longer with us. His name is Del Close, and he started back at the beginning of sort of modern improvisation and taught and directed in San Francisco with a committee for years, and went on to start Improv Olympic with Charna Halpern. And one of the things that he would always say is, don't tell jokes on stage. Don't ever tell a joke on stage. I don't want to see that. Like, you stand up, you be there, and you react honestly to what's happening. And, you know, there's that old line, you know, it's funny because it's true. That is sort of at the heart of what's great about improvisation, you know. And the thing is that people look at improvisation and think, oh, I could never do that. But the fact of the matter is, you're doing it every single day. Like, we're doing it right now. We're just having a conversation. Like, we didn't plan this. We didn't script this. We, you know, we said, hey, we're going to talk about improv.
It's not funny.
Well, not yet. Wait till they get done cutting it.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, but the thing is, it's improvisation, and, you know, it's not always funny. But most of the time, it's just a fun situation as long as people are comfortable in their own skin.
So since you mentioned we're sitting here and we're improvising, we do a little bit of that on the radio sometimes. Mm-hmm. We call it ad-libbing when there's no script and we just talk, right? So can we do it now? I don't know. Seth, can you give us like a topic, or how does this even work if we can just kind of just do improv right now?
Well, I think you could probably just start with a relationship or a place.
A place. Seth, give me a place.
How about Oakland?
Oakland? I mean, come on, man.
Well, a place is actually like a place two people might be.
A place two people might be.
Okay, fine. The desert.
The desert? We're in the desert. What else do we need?
Well, I think you just need to start by knowing that, like, it always helps when you know each other.
Okay. So there has to be a relationship.
Yeah.
Between the people in the place.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are, I am a thirsty person in the desert.
Well, you don't necessarily want to plan it out. Like, you just want to, like, know that when you come on, somehow, like, you know each other. And that's made obvious by the way that whoever initiates the scene just initiates it. And then all you do is you accept what the other person says, and you build on that.
And build on it. Okay. We're in the desert. You start.
All right. Baby, Mojave vacations are not all they're cracked up to be.
They honestly told me it was going to rain and it'll be nice and cool and nice.
It's 135 degrees out.
I know.
I'm wearing flip-flops and they're melting.
I know. I'm sorry. The next plane will be here in 45 minutes. We have 45 minutes. What are we going to do?
Levitate?
I wish. I wish. It's too hot. It's too hot to do anything.
Can you stand over me? I'm going to get really small. You stand over.
See,
yes.
That's not fair. That's just not fair. You stand over me.
You never try and help me out.
Oh, is this what it's about now?
This is what it was about when we started this trip. This is what it was about when we started our relationship.
And you're going to bring your mother into this, I'm sure, in 1 second. You're going to bring your mom into this. We're in the middle of the Mojave Desert, and here you are fighting, and you're going to bring your mother into this.
Well.
So predictable.
I'm carrying her with me in the backpack. I never leave home without her ashes. You know that.
Oh, no, you did not. You did not go the mother is dead route. Okay, so how was that?
I don't know.
Who knows, right?
People can call in and say.
But that's what it is?
Yeah, it's just, you're just making it up. And, like, you know, like, sometimes it's great and sometimes it's not great. And sometimes it's just kind of like there are moments when it's funny, but it's like, it's the kind of discovery of it, which is sort of fun. Like, I carry my mother's ashes with me in my backpack.
I never saw that coming. Like, never.
I didn't either. I had no idea.
And there was a point where I was like, quiet and trying to think, like, what next? But it just came.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, and like I said, it's what people do all the time, every day. Like, you walk around, you go into the bakery and you, like, get your banana bread. Like, you know, I love banana bread. And people just kind of talk with you and you talk back and you have a laugh sometimes, or sometimes it's just like, 275, thank you. and that's it. But, you know, it's just kind of, it's a way to, it really is, you know, it's a way to look at the world, ultimately, as well as it's like good rules for life. Like, accept what's happening. Bring something to the table, like, build on things. Take action.